We finally got there with Councillor Chris Hossack, who is the leader of Brentwood Council. He's on the phone. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm all right, Michelle. Sorry, I'm a bit late. I had a few technical issues, as we've just discussed. But, yeah, I'm doing all right. Let's put it this way in relation to the week. Let's say I'm glad it's Friday. That probably about sums it up.
Now, let's kick off over the school holidays. There's lots of things for families to do. And there's so many things. If you want to check out the website for the Brentwood Council, you'll find details there. But you've got the first one on Friday at Worley Playing Fields. Wristbands are £4. And that's some it. Of the rides you can actually attend for free, can't you?
That's right. It's a mixed bag. So throughout the summer, we do our family fun days. We rotate them all around Brentwood, so Worley, King George's, Wash Road, all of the sort of key recreational grounds we've got. And yeah, as you say, we pitch up. There was one in Dodhurst, I think it was the first one last week, and that went really well. So yeah, we pitch up. We've got people bringing rides along, everything for families to come along and get involved, and the kids to enjoy themselves. And as you say, not expensive, and in some cases free as well. So that's what we do. It's one of our key things that we really enjoy doing each summer.
And there's one on the 6th of August, the 13th of August, the 20th of August and the 27th. And different locations around Brentwood. So if you want to take the kids along, and also, as you said, you can attend for free as well. Some of the rides you can get on for free. Hunt and Country Park has got an open day. So Brentwood Borough Council are going to be doing a walk and talk event at Hunt and Country Park on Saturday the 31st, isn't it, at 10 a.m?
Yeah, that's tomorrow at 10 a.m. So the primary thing around that, and like, we've probably discussed it before, is, you know, we're really trying to push on with our tree planting proposals around the borough. And Hutton Country Park, we had a consultation about a week ago where we sort of pulled the community trailer out and had all the maps showing where we were looking to plant different areas, what species of tree we were looking to plant. But Alan, who's our top man on the tree front, Alan Marsh, is going to be available from 10 a.m. tomorrow, and anyone who wants to turn up, going to walk through the park. Yes, we'll talk about planting, but I've no doubt there'll be other issues to talk about. You know, I'm in dialogue with residents over issues with drainage, the boardwalk needs some attention. So I'm sure we'll talk about some of the practical issues in the park as well. And other issues that we're facing in our parks around antisocial behaviour, people bringing motorbikes and stuff into them. So I'm sure it'll be an opportunity for us to listen and maybe give some feedback as to what we're doing. But the primary thing is, we've got a really exciting tree planting scheme for the park, and we want to talk people through it. Simple as that, really.
Brentwood Borough Council, you've got a welcome back fund, which has come from central government. It's £67,382. And tell us where it's going to be going. I know that some of it has gone to the Crown Street Festival, which is going to be happening on the 30th. Is it the 31st of July? I think it is. Yes.
I think it is, but I haven't got that information in front of me. But you know, the general principle is this, you know, we're trying to restart local economies, particularly around retail. So we've got some money, as you say, from central government. Yes, some of it's gone into Crown Street. And we're just using that money to fund initiatives to want to get people back into the town centres, back into our high street and the roads off the high street like Crown Street, and back into our retailers, get a bit of a buzz about the place. So there's a whole range of things planned. I think, as you say, it was on the 31st. There's a festival being done. But again, there's more information that's coming out about that. If people want to get involved, they can see it on our website, our business bulletins that goes to the business community. We'll talk about that as well. But it's just about a cash injection to stimulate the town centre economy, really.
And if you want to find out more about any of the events, you can go to all the W's at discoverbrentwood.co.uk/events, and all the details and the dates are there. You've got the Brentwood Showcase on the 20th of October. Again, we have given out the website and it will be up online as well. So there is Newfoundland 2021 is going to be the, I'm going to get this, I'm not very good with my words, Sustainability Zone, featuring net zero experts. They're going to be sharing some ideas and initiatives.
Yeah, absolutely. If you look at, you know, we all know about the climate change agenda and the press towards net zero and reducing carbon emissions and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, I've been speaking to people in the business community and, you know, a lot of them just kind of don't know where to start. You know, they're doing basic things. Maybe they can look at changing their energy supplier to a renewable supplier, or, you know, they hear about carbon offsetting but maybe doesn't know what it means. And some people just come along and say, you know, I've got a grand here. Can you plant 200 trees with it or something. You know, it's basic stuff, and but it's not really structured, and we need a structure of it. Because, you know, if I work for a company, and you know even in the council, we want to set a baseline as to what our carbon emissions are today before we can even understand what our objective is to arrive at their zero. And for a lot of people who are just busy doing their J jobs, it's like a completely new science to get their heads around. So, you know, businesses in Brentwood, you know, account for a level of emission no matter what you do. That every business has an environmental impact the moment you switch the light switch on, or the moment you put a bit of waste paper in the bin, you know. So we've all got to think about it. So yeah, we're really trying to encourage businesses and help them and assist them and guide them towards how they can reduce their environmental impact. So I'm really excited about that zone. It's a bit of a challenge, it's new for us, but it's bang on message. That's absolutely what we should be doing at the showcase, and what the council should be trying to help and coordinate and support businesses to reduce, as I say, their environmental impact.
Local reward schemes for Shopper is launched in Brentwood. It's the first in the borough of Essex, and it's offering customers a chance to earn points while they spend, which is a great idea. So you get loyalty points.
Exactly. It's like Nectar points, isn't it? Like when it used to be about, I don't even know it's around anymore. I got bored using it. But it's about, you know, people, it's encouraging people to shop local, spend local. And if by doing that, and actually a lot of the cafes and the coffee shops do it really well, don't they? You'll get your card with your stamp on it. So these schemes are not new, but we're trying to broaden it out to encourage local people to be rewarded for shopping local and want them to come back. So as you say, it is a new scheme, but it's something we're going to try, and we have to keep trying different things to keep our local economy supported. So again, details and when that's launched, you've probably got in front of you, Michelle. I haven't got them in front of me. Forgive me for that. But that's the principles of what we're trying to do, and I really would encourage people to get behind it. Shop local, support local, really.
Because you can get the QR codes, because you've got a very successful safari trial, which is loads of pictures on social media with people standing next to the animals. And at each of those, you've got the QR code. If you actually click it on your phone, then you can get the reward points from actually doing that as well.
Absolutely. And that's the other thing about these trails and bits and pieces we do. It just gets people out. It's a bit of fun, but it just gets people in and around our town centre, around Shenfield, around Ingatestone, wherever we've done them. So, yeah, we're always going to do these things. And, of course, as you just talked about, you can use technology and things like QR codes to support loyalty programs, et cetera, and things like that. So it's all exciting stuff. We'll keep trying different things because that's what we've got to do.
You've still got the community fund. You can still apply for that at allthews.brentwood.gov.uk/funding. Do you know what the, because I don't have the amount in front of me, do you know what the sort of they range from? I thought it's 300 to 4,000 off the top of my head. I could be wrong.
You could be wrong, but I could be wrong, but I do know you're pretty much right in terms of the ballpark it is. And it's about people putting forward decent proposals, decent applications that we can assess and hopefully just support people in the community groups, charities, whatever, to deliver programs that have a positive impact on the people of Brentwood. So, you know, as you say, that fund is open. It's something we do each year, and you know, we're really encouraging people to submit strong proposals that are impactful.
Now, Star of Brentwood applications, which are the awards which are taking place later on this year. If you do have somebody out there that's it, because there's no categories, it's basically people who've done great stuff in Brentwood, can be from a charity organisation, could be an individual, could be a next door neighbour, it could be anybody. So the more, you basically Brentwood Council want a lot of people to be put forward for this, and you can do it on the website, because it's giving an award back for people who've done so much in the community over the last year.
And that's the thing, isn't it? You know, in all of this, we can talk about, oh, it's been a tough time, and yeah, we're trying to do this to improve things, and we've got a hill to climb and all of that. But let's not lose sight of all of the people and the organisations that actually have made a really positive contribution over the last year. And we've got to take some time really just to step back and say, wow, that person deserves some recognition, or that group deserves some recognition. And that's what Stars of Brentwood is about, because, you know, we should encourage people to want to do positive things, and we should acknowledge it when they make a really, they make a positive impact. As I say, it's the same on the other stuff. But absolutely, there are stars in Brentwood, and let's shine a bit of light on them, I would say.
And it's all the W's, brentwood.gov.uk, and you can look Stars of Brentwood Awards and get your nominations in. And lastly, just covering, I spoke to Jonathan Stevenson last week about this, but you've now got a joint chief executive with Rochester Council.
Yeah.
So tell us about how that's working and why the decision was done to do that.
So it's come about, but I think when you spoke to Jonathan last week, we're kind of only halfway there, because obviously to share a chief executive between two councils need to make decisions. So Rochford made the decision last week, and on Wednesday this week, Brentwood made the decision to enter into this strategic partnership. And the initial thinking is, first of all, to mention it's a six month trial. We made that very clear on Wednesday. You know, when you divide your chief executive, it means they're taking on additional responsibility. They've got more people underneath them that need to be managed and directed and managed and directed. Let's not add any more to that. I'm trying to look for a third word. I don't know why we bother looking for a third word. You don't always need one, do you? But the idea of it is, you know, it's the continual drive to seek efficiency, to seek ways to shave costs, but not to do that at the detriment of Brentwood or Rochford, actually, for that matter.
Mm.
So that's why we're going to try and see how it pans out. But there are real opportunities with synergies between two councils. We're separated. I'll say this again, Rochford and Brentwood don't border each other, so this is not a merger.
Yeah.
It's literally a sharing of management and ideas. But also there are things in there that can, you know, we can look at costs in terms of, you know, Rochford can go out and employ a chief exec at 140 grand and, you know, we can do the same. Or actually we can split the cost and, you know, there's a direct saving there. But more beyond that, there are other savings. So if we can share best practices and ideas, actually if we're going to procurement for a particular service, whether it's CCTV or security or whatever it might be, you know, actually, you get more bang for your buck when the two of you approach and you get a better deals and there's economies of scale and all those sort of things.
Yeah.
So there's money to be saved, there's efficiencies to be had. But what I just need to make sure, and what the administration of Brentwood need to make sure, is it's not done at the detriment of delivery for Brentwood, because we've delivered a heck of a lot and we need to keep that momentum going.
Yeah.
So we're going to give it a go. We're in an environment where we need to either save money or grow income. And we're doing both of those. You can't do one without the other. But, you know, the state of local government finance, frankly, and says that we need to keep doing these things. So it's just another innovation. You know, point sitting on your hands and trying nothing. We're going to give it a go. And we'll report back in 6 months and we'll see where we go with it. But, Jonathan, as chief executive, totally up for it. He's confident that it can be done. And, you know, I made the analogy on Wednesday we made the decision. If you think of Essex County Council that covers the whole of the county, much more services, broader services than what Rochford and Brentwood as districts provide, because they'll do highways, they'll do adult social care, they'll do education, you know, do all of these additional things. They've got 70 councillors plus, I think, in Essex. But again, they've only got one chief exec. So of course it can be done, and I think that's the point. But let's give it a go. As I say, there's confidence around it. And in 6 months' time, we'll either continue with the proposal or we'll rethink it. But let's give it a go. You can't sit back and not come up with ideas, really.